Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Double Indemnity, the
The
podcast. I am
podcast.
Emily Glazer,
I am Jonathan Pyle.
and today we are back at you with another movie review. Crazy, right? Who would have guessed?
Who would have guessed? Not
Another
me.
movie review. I would never have guessed it. First off, what do we do on this podcast? We talk about movies,
We try
obviously.
to sound like we know what we're talking
We
about.
pretend like we know what we're talking about when obviously we don't. Just a little note for you guys, if you want, you can watch our podcast on YouTube, a Double Indemnity podcast, or you can find us on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And some little fun tidbits for you guys is we do have a Letterboxd, DI underscore podcast, which is kind of like an app where you can log movies. So I have been posting the next movie we're going to review on there on Saturdays. You can go on there, leave your reviews, your comments, and then maybe we could talk about that on the podcast. It'd be great to get some input from other people, but nobody's done that yet. So,
We'll
and
see.
also, we're filming this podcast a little earlier than we would normally film a podcast just because, well,
We need to talk about the
we
movie.
need to talk about this movie. It has just been really like a storm cloud over us right now. We went and saw the movie in theaters on Saturday, Friday, on Friday. Today is
Friday night.
Monday. So it's a pretty quick turnaround for us. Usually we will film the podcast on like a Wednesday or a Thursday and post it on Saturdays. But to be honest, we have had so many moments when we're like, oh my God, I just want
We
to
need
talk
to talk
about the
about this.
podcast. So we are here to talk about what movie, Jonathan? Oh wait, also, finally remember to say this. Only takes five podcasts to
Only,
get into
yeah.
it. There are so many spoilers in this. If you do not want spoilers, do not watch this. So you will get spoiled. Moving on. What were you going to say?
Good point, good point. The movie that we will be discussing is Avatar: The Way of Water, the highly anticipated follow-up to James Cameron's Avatar 2009, which pretty much changed the cinema game regarding visuals and the amount of money a movie can make.
Just money.
Yes.
I mean, it was really revolutionary. Like, how much money did they make?
2.9 billion.
2.9 billion, and that broke records like extremely, or did it just barely break the record?
No, it broke the record by a lot.
Wow. Okay. Cool. I don't understand what was so special about it.
I'm struggling to remember the movie that had the record before that. Might have been Titanic, actually,
I think
another
it was
James Cameron
Titanic.
movie.
Really? What is it about James Cameron? I didn't know he did Titanic too. That's really impressive.
He did
Okay.
Aliens, The
He did Aliens?
Terminator.
Did he do Alien or just
No,
Aliens? Well,
that's Ridley
Aliens
Scott.
was still a hit, wasn't it? It
Yeah.
was just after they got into like the multiple Alien 3 that it started getting weird, right?
Alien versus Predator. Yeah, it's not really very good.
Well, continue with your description.
He also did The Abyss, which is a very underrated movie that we should watch.
You've been talking about wanting to watch The Abyss for a while.
He did Terminator 2 as well, and many other movies. So this movie, set a decade after the first film, follows Jake Sully
I think it
and
was set like 14 years after.
14?
Yeah, 14.
Oh, excuse me. Correction.
Correction. Fact check.
Follows Jake and Neytiri with their kids and the lengths that they go to keep each other safe and the battles that they fight. The stars pretty much the same main actors as the last Avatar, Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana, and Stephen Lang and Sigourney Weaver. Also included was Kate Winslet and Cliff Curtis.
So those were new. Oh, okay. Did you have any more of a description?
That was pretty much all the description.
All the description? Okay, well, let's go through our reviews. What do you rate it?
I'm in between a 3.5 and a 4 stars.
Really? Why
Yes.
can't you decide?
I don't know because some aspects of it were just like so well done and so riveting and gripping, and others I was just kind of like, eh, it's kind of
Yeah,
boring.
I agree. Like, I think obviously, like, the CGI was fantabulous, you know?
It's crazy how they
Yeah.
do that.
The CGI was great. The story was not.
Really?
That's what I would say. I give it a solid 3 stars.
Solid 3?
A solid 3, yeah.
I'll probably go 3.5.
It's hard because I want to rate it really well because I know it's like a very iconic movie and I know it made big change for the cinema world.
Just the amount of like work and having to edit and
Yeah, the effort. But so many people put a lot of effort into their movies and it doesn't make them good.
that's true.
Like
That's
The
true.
Lighthouse. We're going to talk about The Lighthouse in
Anyway.
every review, and I need an example of a movie that is not good. I mean, the acting was great, obviously. I'm not going to get into The Lighthouse. If you want to know, go watch our review on The Lighthouse. Yes, solid 3. Okay, but just getting into talking points, I do want to say that the day that we went to go see this last Friday in theaters, because I really wanted to see it in theaters, I also watched the original movie on Disney Plus, because it's on Disney Plus. And I realized after watching the original movie, which is like a 3 hour long movie, that we were going to go watch another 3 hour long movie. And I was going to spend 6 hours, a quarter of my day, watching Avatar movies.
Watching blue people.
Yes. But I am so glad that I did it, because then going into the second movie, I recognized so many things. Like, I wouldn't have known who the bad guy was, like the colonel.
You wouldn't have known
him? If I
hadn't
watched it. I haven't seen Avatar since it came out.
Oh, wow.
So I did not remember any of it. And you know me, I remember everything so well.
Oh, yes.
I have the best memory.
It's in the vault.
It's locked and loaded, baby. Locked and loaded. And don't be deceived also by the fact that I'm wearing a Tenet shirt.
That is my sweatshirt.
This is Jonathan's sweatshirt. Tenet, I would not say, is fantastic enough that I would want a sweatshirt. But I did purchase this for you as a gift.
That's true. You wouldn't really want a sweatshirt with any movie title on it, would you?
No. Maybe like Miss Congeniality.
Really?
Classic.
Okay. writing that down.
Noted. In the vault. I would just say that when we do get a new Christopher Nolan movie, you're going to be so excited to talk about it on the podcast.
Oppenheimer is coming out July 23rd.
Oh, no. Is it really?
Yeah.
Everybody, July 23rd. Once that movie comes out, expect a review from us about the new Christopher Nolan movie. Oh, yeah. My God. It's so exciting. Okay.
What did you think of the movie?
Okay, first off, before we even get into that, I want to mention how, just because this is the Avatar movie, it is going to be a completely different review than any other review that we have done before. Because
why?
When I was writing down all of my notes for this movie and to talk about for this podcast, I noticed a very similar theme in everything that I was saying, and I'm wondering if you're going to have the same thing happen. That normally we talk about symbolism and metaphors. And I think this whole podcast is going to be talking about plot holes. Yeah, was I right?
I didn't think you were going to say plot holes, but just like the plot of the movie, yes.
Yes, it's going to be all about the plot. It's not going to be anything about symbolism and metaphors, because it really wasn't any. But that's how these action movies are these days. Like, you don't get that deep, in-depth thought.
That's true.
Get like, oh, what can we throw at people to get the dopamine hits going?
You don't always need it, though. Exactly.
I agree. You know, there's a lot of movies where I enjoy them just because they're easy to watch. Like, we just watched Glass Onion, and it is not a fantastic movie. There's so many plot holes in it, but I really enjoyed it.
It's a great movie.
Because I went into it knowing that. But like with Avatar, I would have expected a little more, just because there's so much hype and so much, you know, emphasis on how amazing the last movie was, that I would have wanted and expected this one to be better. You know,
I can see that.
I mean, so much money was pouring into the production of it. And all we really get different out of it is the fact that it's like
water.
Great CGI.
Oh.
And it's in water. Exactly. Yeah.
I did like this a good amount more than the first one, though.
Yeah. Let's start with that. How do you compare it to the first one?
Everybody, like when the first one came out, everybody was just like raving about it. And I thought like the visuals amazing, acting amazing.
Also, everybody keep in mind, we were 9 when the first one came out.
That is true. I've rewatched it since then.
Yes.
But
so, I mean, our original opinions of it are probably very different.
Yeah, I'd probably give it like a 3 out of 5.
The original? Oh, I loved the original. I'd give it 5 stars.
You give the original 5 stars.
I'd give the original 5 stars. I thought it was innovative. I thought it was revolutionary. And I think that the story was really good.
Wow, it's on the same level as like Moonrise Kingdom and
Moonrise Kingdom is my favorite movie. Okay, Meet Me in St. Louis is more... Okay, those are very different movies and I love them for different reasons. Mm. Because Moonrise Kingdom is just the first time I saw Wes Anderson. And he's my favorite director. I was just amazed by how unique his cinematography was and how robotic yet fluid and natural and relatable his dialogue was. So Wes Anderson, I just think, is a genius. And then Meet Me in St. Louis is just sentimental from my childhood. Okay. But this, I would say that first movie was really good.
Yeah.
I think like they did a great job getting you emotionally attached to the characters and everything that happened to the characters, which I think is something that they failed with this new movie.
I think they succeeded here.
No, in my opinion, you have succeeded.
We have succeeded. From South Carolina, baby.
First state to succeed.
Represent.
Can't say that I'm proud of us, but it's okay. everybody, you know, we're doing our best. We don't live there anymore.
Not anymore. We're done with that place.
Yeah, we live in South Dakota.
No, we're not, actually.
We're not. All of our family lives there, and we love to visit. It's a beautiful state. What were we talking about?
You're talking about
succeeding. Oh, yeah. In my opinion, they would have succeeded with getting us to be attached to the characters if, when they died, I cried. or I was upset about it. And when his eldest son died, I was not upset about it.
Really? I
thought it was sad, but I wasn't upset about it.
I felt the emotion behind it, actually. And I thought, we'll get into Spider later, actually, because I go either way.
Oh, Spider was not good. Also, I don't think he was well casted. Like, he was not a very good actor, in my opinion. And for a movie with that much of a budget and how much that he's going to get paid for it, he must have had a friend in the biz. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe he's just up and coming and he was nervous. Maybe it was his first movie. You know, I don't want to knock him, like, in his work, but I think that there could have been a better suited actor put in that role.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree. But I thought the emotional scenes were actually
quite emotional.
Very well done, like with his eldest son dying. I think the movie went a little bit too in-depth into the relationship between, like, the people and, like, the creatures of the sea.
I honestly think, like, 25% of the movie was just them trying to give us wow factors as to, like, whoa, that's so cool. Wow, that's such an interesting animal.
I mean, yeah, it was really
it
cool
was,
to see
but
on
it
screen.
Was a little boring. Like, his friendship with the whale was a little boring, in my opinion. And I think, I mean, that's something that they did in the first movie, though, because a huge aspect of the culture of the Na'vi is that they are one with nature and they care so much about nature and they're linked to every animal, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think I understand why they did it, but I don't think that it, I don't know, I think it got a little boring at times.
It got a little...
Like, I remember thinking in the part with the whale, like, they decided to leave this in and I'm sitting here for 3 hours so I can watch this guy swim around with a whale, you know? So yes. I thought it was a little ridiculous. Okay, one thing I did want to note about the movie is, and when we mentioned this earlier, and I didn't mean to, but I started talking about Avatar because it was just on my mind, I could not think about it, is that Avatar is literally just a glorified Pocahontas.
Oh, for sure.
It's like 100% a glorified Pocahontas, and I think Walt Disney, he really had, he was onto a great idea there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted everybody to know that it's not a very unique idea.
It's not unique at all. The way it's presented is,
and there's a lot of
unique.
I mean, the only real metaphor I think in symbolism you can do is say tying the Native Americans to when the colonies came and took their land and, you know,
yes,
disrespected their culture.
With the second movie, I feel like there was a lot of, like we need to treat, like, nature as, like, our home because, like, it is our home and we need to... I kind of got the emphasis of, like, we need to stop hunting for, like, for money, like whales,
yes,
essentially,
for
oil.
Yes, hunting for whales, yeah. And I also, this is something else, and what's bad is I'm starting to talk about my points as they come to my brain and not through the list, so I'm going to get really confused and I'm reading through my list later. But I don't understand. Do not understand. And I was a little disappointed in the movie for this as well. Before, in the original Avatar, there was a natural resource that they were trying to get from under the tree, right?
Yeah.
That was a whole goal. Got the tree down, didn't get the natural resource. And then they return to get the natural resource from whales. I'm like, dude, you knocked down this tree. You went through so much trouble. Why aren't you going to get that super expensive stuff under
the
tree?
Oh, I'm sure they did eventually.
They were just going to get the whales. And I was like, this guy who was like the whale hunter, he was talking like it was his job. Like, he was talking as if he was a local fisherman. Oh, I have to catch these fish to feed my family. But I'm like, dude, you were just flown out to Pandora, 6 years in cryo sleep, and your quota is just getting this stuff out of whales?
He mentioned he had a family to feed?
No, the way he was talking about it, he was like, I got quotas to meet. You're on my ship. I'm like, and also, oh, this is so frustrating. Just onto a new topic of the most annoying plot line, in my opinion, of the whole movie. I think this, like, made the movie, like, so frustrating. Why did they spend so much money to get the colonel into an avatar and send him back to Pandora with his only goal being to get revenge on Jake Sully?
Was it because
he was the powerful leader and they wanted to kill him? Because it seemed like it was just like, oh, we want to kill you for revenge.
Yeah, but I don't think that was their intention in saving his, like, personality and DNA/RNA downloaded.
Well, I thought they kept his memory and DNA because they wanted him to be able to know and, like, have that knowledge of Pandora that other people don't have.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, too. And then it just so happens that he keeps his revenge plot as well.
Well, what was his mission?
Like, in the first one or this
what
one?
What was his mission, yeah? In the second one.
To find Jake Sully and get revenge? That's
why
what I
was
would
that
say.
His mission? That's so much money on that mission.
I'm not sure the superiors above him knew that's what... I mean, they needed somebody to go after him. Why not it be him? He's a
somebody who knows him.
He's
his
a good
personality,
scapegoat,
he's
too,
like,
if anything goes wrong.
They can just blame it on the colonel.
Yeah.
Really, though, because they spent a lot of money and they put a lot of trust in him. And if he died, their scapegoat is... Hey, we told you to spend all this money on this guy who's going to help us, and he failed. It's not a good scapegoat, if you ask me.
Well, people spend money all the time and waste it.
I waste money all the time. I love wasting money. It's one of my favorite hobbies.
That's true. I can attest to that.
Oh, my gosh. There were just so many little plot holes I want to talk about.
I wasn't super fond of that they put Quaritch back in, the general. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't...
But they did a great job putting his storyline back in after he died.
Yeah.
Like, oh, previously they had downloaded his memories with the intention of making an avatar later so that he could basically live on forever.
Yeah.
And he just happened to die.
He wasn't as one-dimensional as he was in the first movie. I appreciated that.
I agree. But I do think that they made a mistake with giving him a son. Like, I think the only point of Spider was to give the Colonel weakness. And I think they had to make it up to make him have a weakness because he didn't really have one before, except for that he just only acted on rage.
True.
And that was how he died the first time.
Yeah, and I guess the purpose of Spider was to give Jake Sully, like, another quote-unquote son after his son died, too.
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so at all. I also thought it was so annoying that his wife was, like, hated Spider, because her husband was a human. Shouldn't she like human?
Yeah,
She fell in love with a human and had children with a human. But she doesn't like Spider. He should be with his own kind. I was like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I was really annoyed by that.
I can see that. Because I guess Jake Sully was now like he wasn't like a pure Na'vi. He didn't have like the four fingers. But mm-hmm. he was more than Spider. And the rest of her kids were more than Spider as well. I'm blanking on their names.
Yes.
Okay, we'll get into Sigourney Weaver's
another
character.
Thing, yeah, I was literally going to start talking about Sigourney Weaver. I thought another thing that I want to say about a movie, there's a lot of generalizations that I use for movies to decide, you know, oh, I think they succeeded with this or they didn't. Like when I said, if I cry when a character dies, I think they did a good job with character development. Another one that I feel like is if I know their names, they did a good job with character development. I know nobody's names.
I know.
No, except for Jake Sully. So I think they did a bad job. And Kitty, which her name was actually Kiri. Or Kiki. It was Kiri, I think.
Kiri.
But so. I thought her name was Kitty the whole time. like a cat. Kitty
like
cat.
A cat
yeah. I literally thought her name was Kitty the whole time. Yeah, I literally wrote this down and ended up talking about it already. Yeah. Is how there wasn't a lot of character development. I knew nobody's names and I didn't cry when the kid died. Oh my gosh. Also, watching them be so active was like made me want to be like active.
Really?
I was like, oh, I want to go like surfing or windsurfing. Windsurfing is really fun. I want to go windsurfing, but there's a lot of lakes here and rivers and there's a lot of wind, but nobody windsurfs. So there's like nobody to teach us to windsurf.
That's
we
true.
Don't have the equipment. It was
be
very
fun.
Much an 80s sport, but I love windsurfing. My dad took us once when we were visiting Oregon.
Okay, getting into Sigourney Weaver's character.
Oh, everybody. Sigourney, what are you doing?
Like, the mystery surrounding her conception just made no sense.
I didn't understand why she needed to have a kid. Like, I honestly just think Sigourney could pull a lot of strings and she wanted to stay in the movie.
Or James Cameron just wanted her in the movie again.
James Cameron just, like, really likes working with her.
Which, I mean, sure.
Yeah, I mean, they did the Aliens movie together, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just...
Like, maybe...
I think they stretched the plot too much from the first to the second. Like, they were like, ooh, I want Grace to have a kid. So we're going to stretch it. And I want Grace's kid to be Sigourney Weaver. Like,
who is the father? And did, like, and A-Law also, impregnate like, her somehow?
There's just no way. Like, that a, like, grown-up woman could sound like a teenage girl. There's just no way. I didn't like it. And then it made it really creepy that her and Spider had a thing. Because all I could think about the whole time was, like, this kid. He's probably not a kid. He's probably an adult playing a kid.
Yeah.
Is technically in love with Sigourney Weaver, who's like a grown woman.
I don't remember
woman.
Them having a thing. They had a thing?
Yes, they were like, they had a connection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had a connection for
went
sure.
Over my head.
You didn't notice that?
No.
All he cared about was saving Kitty, and Kitty always wanted to go save him. Still calling her Kitty, by the way.
That's
her
true.
Name is Kitty to me.
Okay,
okay, first off, I want to talk about this, and it bothers me that... And I guess this shows how he grew into being a father and how being a father changed him. But in the first movie, he cared so much about protecting the Na'vi people, specifically the forest tribe. And then in the second movie, the second shit hits the fan. He's like, we're leaving. I don't give two craps about you people. I'm getting my family out of here.
I
thought you were a leader. I thought you would stand for your people no matter what. And obviously, he's not a good leader because there's a lot of leaders who have to make decisions for the betterment of their country that might not be better for their family.
That's true.
Have you ever seen The Crown? Come on, everybody. Have you ever seen The Crown?
I have not watched The Crown.
Well, if you had, you would know all the sacrifices the queen had to make for her family and how many sacrifices they had to make for her. And they ended up not having a very good family because of that.
That's but true. It was.
She was an amazing queen, in my opinion, even though I'm not British. And
I'm more British than you are.
Yeah, Jonathan was born in London, but that doesn't make you British. It just means you were born in London.
Makes me more British than you.
I guess it makes you more British than me. But I drink tea and you don't, so there you go. I trump you right there.
I like scones.
I drink English breakfast tea.
And crumpets.
Ho. Oh, I just thought he was a terrible leader, and I did not like that he did that. I think that they honestly just had to find a way to get to go show a new tribe. And also what bothered me was that in the original movie, when they got all the tribes together to fight, they did not have a water tribe.
Well, that's probably because they didn't think of the idea yet. That's why they made this movie.
I know, but I'm like, it's inconsistent between the first and the second movie.
Well, yeah, there's going to be.
I know, it bothered me. I know, but there are plenty of movies where there's not that many inconsistencies between the movie. Oh my gosh, and something else that, this really bothered me. Jake Sully was a Marine, was he not? Jake Sully was a Marine, but he doesn't know anything about ships?
That was a little weird.
That was so annoying when Spider was like, this part of the ship.
The and moon pool.
Jake Sully was like, what? I was like, dude, you were a Marine. How do you not know this? It bothered me. I think that bothered me. I don't know. I don't know what you learn in the Marines, but that bothered me. Oh, and something else, and I wonder if this was happening to you. Do you know Taruk Mokto was what they called the leader of the tribe?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who could drive. The guy who could fly.
Drive. I love driving my dragon around.
Yeah, the House of Dragon basically is what this movie was. I continually was, instead of thinking Taruk Mokto, I was thinking Torgo Nudo.
What's Torgo Nudo?
From Game of Thrones.
Torgo Nudo.
Grey Worm. Torgo Nudo.
Oh my god, you're right.
I kept thinking Torgo Nudo from Game of Thrones.
That's hilarious, actually.
Yeah. I don't even know. I was so frustrated, man. Okay, what are your other talking points? Because I've already gone through all of them because I was so upset. I just flew
He's
through
had
them.
Had a rant. The whole final sea battle, I thought was so well done, actually. With the different technology. The different technology with the whole purpose of hunting down the whales and the way they did that, I thought was honestly fascinating. And the submarines.
Do you think
and
they
the
really do stuff like that
crab
in real life?
Submersibles. What's up?
Do you think that was inspired by real life hunting tactics that poachers use?
Oh, first, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's so sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kept me on the edge of my seat. Not gonna lie. I'm not lying.
He's not lying, everybody. This is the truth.
James Cameron knows how to handle.
I was kind of bored at that point. I was like, he's just making up random crap.
He knows how to handle action.
How many times did he have to save his kids? How many times? Because his kids were stupid.
It's true. They were stupid.
They were stupid.
They always got in trouble.
They
all
always
of them
got
together
in trouble.
With Duke. I remember that kid's name.
See, I'm not gonna lie. When I was a kid, I was a good kid. I did not get in trouble. I did not do bad things. I never had a curfew because I never did anything bad. I was never out past midnight. All I did was symphony and track. And all of my friends, all they did was symphony and track. So, we were just all in that boat together. Or they were in, I did a medical internship and my friends were in that too. And obviously the people who are doing internships like that are probably goody two-shoes. At least the friends I made in it were goody two-shoes. What about you, troublemaker? Were you a troublemaker in high school?
Not really, no. I mean, I had a curfew and it was annoying.
But I feel like you had a lot of friends in high school, though, didn't you?
Yeah,
I
did.
Had a couple of friends. I was not popular in high school.
I did. I hung out with them.
You were popular with. You were friends with popular people. I feel like
they were
not the popular kids, but the cool popular kids. We're not popular. We hate popular people.
Yeah.
But then everybody liked them, anyways.
Yeah, pretty much.
Were you a part of the cool popular people, or were you just friends with the cool popular people?
I guess I was part of it.
There's from where from at least the cliques are the cool popular people, and then. The rich popular people.
And my man, the rich, the popular people were the rich people.
I know, that's what I'm saying. There's two groups of popular people. They're the rich ones, and then they're the ones that everybody thinks are cool, and they're just popular because they're trendy and cool and
I was with
environmentalists.
The smart group. I was not. I probably brought our average IQ
but
down.
Now.
We're getting a little off topic here.
Now being smart is cool.
That's true. It didn't used to be.
Now being smart is cool.
Yeah. I was,
sorry.
Yeah.
I really got us off topic. What were you talking about? Oh, the water scene.
The
yeah.
The fact that the kids kept getting...
They kept getting in trouble.
Into trouble.
Yeah. I thought that the water scene, I was kind of bored. I think they did a good job with making the mom lash out though. And
okay,
she obviously
scene,
never liked Spider.
That scene when she
it made me
in
so
the
mad.
Final scene, that was incredible acting.
It was, she is a great actress though.
That was
she,
actually
she
incredible.
She deserves all the awards. See, I thought it was a great plot twist that she was going to kill Spider to get back to him. And I was like, is she actually doing that because she knows he won't want her to kill his son, or because she would kill his son and she doesn't care? Thought it was
Yeah, she was.
really, I thought it was, that was a great scene in my opinion, because there were lots of depths to her character and to the reasons behind her actions, which hadn't happened yet at all in the movie.
She was like ferocious. It was
She was
like kind of scary.
fantastic. And didn't they like actually film people acting and then they CGI'd over it? Isn't that what they did? Because have you seen that
Have you
video
seen
of like
the
Kate Winslet, like, what
Yeah.
is this?
Also,
I didn't think that was good acting.
her
I don't think
act,
Kate
she
Winslet did
was
good.
underutilized.
She's a fantastic actress. She is wonderful. I think she's my mom's favorite actress. And she did not bring it to the table, you
Well,
guys.
she was just underutilized the way the script like handled her. She didn't really have like a whole lot to do.
Yeah, she was kind of just like the wifey, stay-at-home wifey.
Cliff Curtis was good though. I always like him.
I didn't realize it was Kate Winslet until I saw the like, what is this scene? And I was like, oh, I remember seeing that meme when people were making fun of it.
Yeah, so it'd be so hard to act with, I mean, this entire suit on you and a camera right in your
Wait, I want to
face.
look up what it looked like. They really did that? I mean, that's a
That's what I
good
did it for the
actor being
first
able to do
movie.
that. Let's see.
And then trying to envision what you're seeing.
That's like all what acting is, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a lot more difficult when you've got when you have to
Oh my
envision that.
goodness.
Yeah.
Look at that. If you're watching our YouTube video, you know, being a better making a YouTube video kind of person, I should probably just edit
Just edit
pictures
that
in. I'm
in,
going to
yeah.
edit some pictures in here.
Yeah.
Bloop, 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 of what it looked like when they were filming underwater, because it's really cool. And if you're not watching a YouTube video, check it out if you want to see it, or just Google it for yourself.
And I get why Spider had to save his dad at the end
I
because
didn't like that. They were just doing it so they could keep his character in the next
I didn't
movie.
like it, but I understood why they did it.
I don't understand why these people were his captors, but he was helping them. Is it because it was his dad?
I mean, yeah, makes
I guess
sense.
there was supposed to be character depth there, but in reality, I was just annoyed because it's not his father. Like, it is the man who gave birth to him, but he did not raise him.
Yeah.
And he is a bad person. He tried to kill that one guy.
Technically, it's still his father, though.
Jake Sully? Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. It's like the question of like, oh, if your dad was Ted Bundy, would you break him out of prison?
No, but he's still your father.
Yeah, he's still your father, but he killed millions of women. Not millions.
Millions.
Hundreds. He killed hundreds of women.
They wasted their F word on him too. Why'd you give Spider the F
Oh,
word?
wait, there was an it was a PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
So wait, who had the F word?
Spider.
When did he say it?
At the end, he said the F word, and it's just like waste of where to put that
I don't think they
line.
needed an F word in it.
But if you're going to have it have some meaning and some depth,
Pizzazz.
some huzzah. The movie ends the same way as the first Avatar,
Wait, what do you mean?
with Jake Sully opening his eyes.
Oh, because in the first one, it's because he became the Avatar.
And then in this one, he's like, this is our last stand. I would not have noticed that if we hadn't have watched
Also,
the end.
what's interesting is they ended this movie unlike the other one, because in the other one, they completely kicked the humans off Pandora. On this one, they just won a battle and they ended it. Yeah, I thought the whaling scene was really interesting,
I
even if
really
it was
like that
really
scene.
sad. Like, I feel like it's true. I bet you the moms do swim slower because they're staying with their
Oh,
calves.
absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know, it made me sad.
And then the whole like the tactics behind that, where I thought were so interesting. I would
It was
rewatch just that
interesting.
scene, honestly.
Really, just because you thought it was so cool. Like the
Yeah.
balloons and stuff. I think they really do that, because I remember seeing it in like a shark movie. They were doing it to sharks to
Yeah.
catch a shark. That's so sad.
To catch a
It makes me
shark.
sad. Yeah, they were doing it to catch a shark. They would shoot them with
Oh,
the balloons so that you could follow them and see the balloons as they floated up to the
that's
surface.
in Jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
I
good
thought you
movie
meant like
too.
a documentary. I was like, they don't really hunt
No, 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 no,
sharks.
no. Not a documentary in Jaws.
So Avatar 3 will introduce the Ash people. The Ash
Oh.
and Fire people.
Oh, that's so cool. They already shot it, didn't they? Oh my God, I didn't know that. That's
Yep.
awesome.
And Quaritch. I can't really pronounce his name. Quaritch.
Yeah, I was kind of. Wait, what were you gonna say about
Will probably
Colonel?
be the bad guy again, even though I wish they would just introduce another bad
They need a
guy.
new bad guy. I mean, his motives are like kind of overdone now. Like, yeah, you don't like him, get over it. Like, all you care about in life is killing him now.
Stephen Lang just did a good job, though. He always does.
Is that the actor? Yeah, I would say just the biggest disappointment to me in the movie is that they twisted the plot line so that they could write a story that they wanted. Like, all of them, for some reason, Sigourney Weaver was pregnant with whose baby?
Yeah, the father.
And
That didn't make any
yeah, like they're
sense.
bringing the colonel back to life in this weird, twisted way. And also the colonel had a son. They never talked about that in the original movie.
No.
I don't know. I think they just, they twisted it a little much. But I did like that they kept all the same animals, like the animals from Avatar 1. But I don't know. I thought it was, could have been better. Could have been better. I am excited for the next one. Do you know when it comes out?
2024.
2024.
In December.
Oh my God, that's not that far away.
It's not, yeah.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I look forward to it.
After that, I think James Cameron is, I think he mentioned like, if these two movies don't do well, then like I'll probably stop there because if
yeah.
it's not in.
I heard him say like, "Does anybody give a anymore?" Mm-hmm. If like if The Way of Water hadn't done good, I think they were still going to release a third one because they already filmed it, and then just leave it there. But I think they have it written out for five total movies, right?
I believe so. It's already surpassed Top Gun.
No, Top Gun was so good. That's so disappointing. I don't feel like Avatar is as good as other movies. It bothers me how action movies sweep the box office more
action movie.
Yeah, but Top Gun is different.
Yes.
I'm just talking in general. Like, I just don't think it's fair what movies get to sweep the box office in the Oscars compared to some movies that get under-recognized.
True. But Top Gun will probably get a Best Picture nod.
Yeah. I do think it was good, though, that Coda, it better get a Best Picture nod. People would be really mad about it. And I think it's important that the Oscars stop puffing smoke up their ass. You know what I mean?
I don't think that is an option. I think that's in their blood.
It is the core basis of the Oscars. I just think that they're going to lose so many. Like, I stopped watching the Oscars until I met you because I would never see movies that I knew of or cared about. Like, it would always just be these rich actors giving each other awards, which is what it is. And it's somehow the highest honor for an actor.
Yes.
I guess you're being recognized by your peers.
True. That can't be subjective, but widely, generally known, yes, it is the highest award.
Yeah. What would other people say is the highest award?
Well, you can like, I mean, that's mainly like the U.S. You could like BAFTA. That's like the British awards. You've got.
Well, everybody knows the U.S. is really
Golden Lion,
the home base for cinema.
True.
For movies. I mean, we get amazing foreign films, but usually Americans steal the idea and make a movie out of it.
Hashtag the guilty.
What is that, a movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then hashtag.
Well, they are guilty. Okay, I have a question for you. What are your predictions for Oscar nominations for Avatar? So it's going to be in this next cycle, you think, for Oscars?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. What are your...
We'll get a Best Picture nom.
Best Picture nom. Okay.
And it will win all the visual effects.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
And
do you think it'll get anything else?
Maybe editing. Maybe it'll get nominated for editing. Maybe for sound. But Babylon's editing was pretty
Babylon's
good.
Editing was fantastic. We just saw Babylon, too. Babylon, I guess that's a talk for another day. Sure. When it gets nominated, we can talk about it.
Those are mine, I think.
All of them?
Yes.
This entire discussion for this movie was mostly just frustration and plot holes. For me, at least.
True. There were definitely things in this movie that I was like...
I still don't understand why you liked this one more than the first one.
I don't know. I just do. I never thought the first one was all that, and this improved upon, like, Jake Sully and, like,
I think Jake Sully's character was so flat in this movie.
Really?
Yeah. And I guess they wanted to change him because he's a father now, but I just wonder what they're going to do with him different in the next movie, because if all that Jake Sully is in the next movie is a father who only cares about his kids and runs away from everything, I'm going to be kind of annoyed and bored.
True.
Oh my God. And in the movie, there were the most annoying people sitting behind us. I'm not even kidding. I was actually like physically upset because I'm the kind of person who like, I cannot multitask in any sense of the word.
No.
Like, I don't think anybody can successfully multitask. I think some people are better at it than other people. I am the worst at it on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
Like, if there is two conversations going on in a car, like the people in the front seat, the people in the back seat, I cannot participate in either because I will get so overwhelmed. Like, it is extremely overwhelming for me. So it's like if it's all happening on the same volume in my head, like I'm not as good at toning out background noise as other people are, I think. Mm-hmm. But then I'm also a hyper focused person. So it's weird because with conversations and stuff like that, I can't. But if I'm, say, watching a movie or like working on something, I have to finish it. Like, I have to keep doing it. I cannot, like, if you want to stop and go do something, I will continue to think about doing it until I can get back and do it. And I hate that about myself because, like, my family will be there and I'll ask him a question about something that I want to know, and then I instantly go back to focusing on what I was, and I don't hear the question, and I have to ask 10 times, and people get mad at me, but I like physically can't hear it. And I wonder if there's something wrong with my brain. Not wrong with my brain, but I don't know. I
think that was obvious from the beginning.
I don't know. It's a big problem for me. And so I love going to the movies, but some people consider the movies a socialization event.
A place to put their kids somewhere so they can play on their phone for an hour.
Well, these were teenagers. And like these kids were sitting in the back and there was a guy on the phone. I'm not kidding. He was on a phone call for like 20 minutes and then he ended it and then he was on another phone call later. And they were constantly talking the whole time. And I was furious because I could not focus on the movie. And it was just... It made the experience even worse. Like, it made me want the movie to end. And I think also something about the movie that I – another ultimatum opinion I have of movies is if I sit there and think, oh, I wish it ended there. Oh, why did you keep going? Could you just end it? You know, and I kind of felt that way with this movie.
That's fair. Yeah. There was one time I was in a theater with – I think it was Dune, actually.
See, if you remember the movie, you know it was bad because it happened to me, too, with the original Wonder Woman. Not the original. The most – The first Gal Gadot one.
Yeah, the original. And there was these kids just would go in their seat and then run down the stairs and then like 10 minutes later run back up. And then finally the kid like ate it on the stairs and it was just like...
He was running?
Yeah, he was...
Why was he at Dune?
I don't know.
That is the most boring movie for a child.
True.
I loved it. Dune was a fantastic movie and I am so excited about the next movie. But if I was a kid, I would hate it.
It was divine intervention. He tripped and ate it. It was good.
Karma.
Yeah.
I can't believe he was running around and his parents didn't stop him.
He was running around like with his sister or some shit.
Okay. So let's get into some trivia. I'm not going to lie, you guys. I could not find any interesting trivia facts. In my opinion, I thought there was no good trivia. I know. I really didn't get anything good. And like with Banshees of Inisherin last week, I could ask you trivia about Ireland and stuff, you know. But this is not a real place. Like, this is just a random movie in a fake place. So I could only come up with trivia facts for the movie. And not going to lie, I was reading through them and I couldn't find anything I thought was super interesting. So there's not a lot of questions. But I hope that's fine. So question number 1 of 4. How much will the sequels cost collectively?
What's including in the term the sequels? Is that...
I'm pretty
two,
sure
three, and four.
If they make all of them.
How much does that, will that cost?
Will it cost?
Oh, God. I don't know.
How much did you say this movie has made so far?
Over $1 billion.
Over $1 billion? Okay.
I don't know. It probably cost $1 billion.
Yeah. But isn't that crazy, though? They already cut even.
I know, right?
They already cut even on it. And they haven't even released the other sequels yet.
Is it
crazy.
A total $1 billion, really?
It just says like around $1 billion. Mm. How long did Kate Winslet... hold her breath to break Tom Cruise's record.
7 minutes.
In 14 seconds. Mm. 7 minutes, 14 seconds, baby. Got it wrong.
She didn't really have a lot of underwater scenes, though. That's what...
But I think most of what they shot was, like, underwater. Most of the filming was underwater. She really didn't have a lot of underwater scenes, actually. But they... Like, what was she doing for 7 minutes underwater is my question. What scene was it where she was underwater that long?
I don't think...
Like, were they just shooting back to back to back, reshooting scenes, and she just didn't come out for air? Also, I thought you could only hold your breath for 3 minutes before passing out. Let me Google
World
it.
World record's 22 minutes, I mean.
Yeah, but some people, like, I know that there's, like, I know that there are tribes and cultures where people are amazing at holding their breaths, like... that are like these way of water Na'vi, like they will go underwater and hunt forever because they have like developed it through evolution to like be able to hold their breath for longer and process oxygen differently. And I'm gonna Google it. How long can a person hold their breath before they faint?
Average person's like minute and a half.
How long can a person hold their breath before they faint? I remember as a kid I would like, you know, time how long I could hold my breath, and it would usually be for like about a minute at the most.
Yeah.
It literally says it's going for more than 2 minutes can decrease oxygen flow to the brain, cause fainting, seizures, and brain damage.
It's true.
A normal person will lose consciousness after about 1 minute of not breathing. Irreparable brain damage will happen 1 to 2 minutes after that. Are you kidding me? And everybody's bragging about breaking the record. They could get brain damage from it. That's terrible. That's like telling people to eat Tide Pods when it was popular for kids to eat Tide Pods. Like, well, you do it knowing that it can kill you.
I guess that's true.
Okay, brain damage is really
It's a little
bad.
Different.
Okay, it's slightly different, but it's still, like, different. If you can get brain damage, I mean, that's really bad. That's a big deal.
You get brain damage from a lot of things.
Okay. Such as, please.
Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous.
Items.
Okay, you ready? What real culture are the Metkayina people inspired by?
Is that the water people?
Mm-hmm.
Metkayina. Oh, right, right. I remember that now.
See, you don't remember any of their names, even the name of their tribe. And now they're water people. And in the next movie, they're going to leave and they're going to be fire people. They're not even going to care. They're not even going to live there that long. They're not going to go back to the forest people. They're not going to go back to their home.
Wow.
Because this is their home.
Screw them.
I don't know. I just thought it was annoying. Okay.
Is it like a country?
It's like a culture, a tribe.
Polynesia, maybe?
No.
Papua New Guinea?
I'm going to butcher this. It's the Maori from New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
And that a lot sense. Of their tattoos and dancing styles, as well as the importance of like sea animals, were inspired by that culture.
That's cool. You didn't butcher it too. That's how you pronounce it.
How do you know that?
Because I've heard of the Maori before.
Oh, the Maori from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. So you've heard of them before. That's what they were, that culture was inspired by for the movie.
That's cool.
I thought that was cool that they chose a real culture to honor. Hopefully they didn't dishonor them. I don't know.
Just like they chose the humans after us. Crazy. What an honor.
It really reminds me of you a lot.
Imperialism. I love it.
Our people. Okay. How many years did it take to film Avatar 2?
Well, I know they filmed 3 and 4, or 2 and 3, back to back.
Well, just the second one.
3 years.
Yes. Oh, how did you know that?
I know everything.
Didn't you say, what did you say about one of the actors who thought it already came out? This is
so
funny.
There was I don't remember which actor slash actress it was, but she thought, because they filmed it like 3 or 4 years ago, and she thought it already came out, and she thought it flopped.
That is awful. Like, don't you think that, like, she would have gotten, I don't know, paid or publicity meetings and stuff? Like, she would have to do, not meetings, but, like, interviews. She would have to do. Who was the actress?
I don't. I think it was, like, probably, like, a small part. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Might have been the colonel, the woman, the...
Oh, she was a smaller part. I didn't think she was a good actress either. It was a little forced. And I don't think they needed her. And also, she always had a mug, which is my dream. I love holding a mug. There is something so comforting about having a warm cup of something in my hands. Like, when I'm watching a movie and somebody has a warm mug, I'm like, I wish I had a warm mug right now.
Yeah, it was Eddie Falco, that actress.
That is really embarrassing. But I guess she did have a small role.
That's really funny, actually.
Didn't you say they got paid, like, 10% of the movie's gross?
No, that was the first movie.
Oh. I wonder. They must have had to change it this time, because they're like, we ain't giving them $10 million apiece.
That's what James Cameron said.
He did?
Yeah, that was Sam Worthington.
Oh, my God. I bet you anybody who got cast in the second one was like, oh, yeah, baby, you're going to get a big paycheck.
Probably was, still.
Yeah. Okay, so actually something we haven't talked about yet is what movie we want to watch for next week.
That's true.
When did the nominations come out? In like late January, you said?
January 22nd, I believe.
Okay, well, when they come out, we'll talk about them.
For sure, in depth.
And then the winners. And then, of course, the winners. Yeah,
I'm going to have a lot of thoughts about the winners.
Going to have a lot of thought about the winners. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And the whole thing with Chris Rock last year, that was crazy. We were watching it live with his film club. Like a bunch of his friends, and they edited it out in the States, obviously, if anybody remembers watching it on TV, but I think in other countries they didn't, and so that's how you got like the original one. But okay, what movie do you want to watch next week? I guess like what's in theaters right now? We just saw Babylon, but we know we're going to have to talk about it anyways.
There's Megan.
Ew, I don't want to talk about Megan.
We need to talk about Megan. It's a Lynn Ramsey joke. We need to talk about Kevin. Good movie. The Northman?
Yeah, I would talk about The Northman. Is it new?
Yeah, it's, March.
You think it'll get nominated?
Oh, I hope so, honestly, but I doubt it.
Yeah, we can watch The Northman. You want to watch that?
It's a long one.
I heard it's really boring. It's more material to talk about. Okay, well, that's it. It's decided we're watching The Northman. Wah, 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 wah.
Which would be the second Robert Eggers movie we will be discussing.
Robert Eggers also did Banshees of Inisherin. No, Lighthouse.
Yes.
Yeah, are you proud of me? I figured it out. Okay, well, that's it for today, you guys. That took us forever to pick our next podcast movie topic, but we're going to be talking about The Northman, which is hopefully nominated, and we can check that off of our Oscars nomination.
It won't be. It should.
Viewing, because there's going to be a lot of movies nominated for Best Picture. How many do they nominate every year?
So you can nominate 10, but they usually only do 9.
Why? I didn't know that. I did not know that. That is so weird. Okay.
They extended it to 10, like, back in, like... 2010 or so, or
and nobody
something.
Ever did it.
They anyways. Used to keep it at 5.
Oh, okay. Well, if we're gonna have to watch 10 movies, it's probably good to start preemptively watching some that we think are gonna get nominated, because there's a way we could watch them all before the Oscars. Everybody, we will see you next week with The Northman.
Adios.
Bye.